This is Apollo Control at 172 hours, 24 minutes. That was John Young reporting that they have a problem with dirt in connectors. He's advising us that they plan to remove their helmets so that they can blow the dirt out of the suit connectors and get everything fitting tightly. At the present time, Young and Duke are getting the cabin back in order, getting equipment stowed, and preparing to jettison equipment that they will not need further, such things as the portable life support systems. They'll open the hatch and deposit this unneeded equipment on the lunar surface. That time in the flight plan is around 172 hours, 30 minutes. We're running a little bit behind. It'll probably come out closer to 173 hours. And at the present time, Ken Mattingly aboard the CSM Casper is nearing the end of his 50th revolution of the moon. We're just about to lose radio contact with that vehicle. It's been a quiet revolution for Mattingly. Flight Director Don Putty advised that this period had been intentionally left open so that Mattingly could get the command module cabin in order to receive all of the rocks and other equipment from the lunar module, including the two passengers. And also to get everything set up for the rendezvous and docking, which will occur on the 52nd and 53rd revolutions of the moon. As we mentioned previously, we do not expect to get television of the docking. This was originally scheduled, however, it has to be dropped because of the fact that the lunar module steerable antenna is not working. With this situation, it becomes necessary for the command module, while the two vehicles are operating separately and in close concert, such as they will be during the rendezvous and docking procedures, becomes necessary to operate the command module with its omnidirectional antennas rather than with the high gain antenna, so that we don't block the receivers at the manned spaceflight network station, where we have one vehicle operating with a much greater signal strength than the other. As we found out prior to the landing, we tend to get a bit of saturation in the receivers. In order to keep this balance proper and to avoid that sort of problem, the two vehicles will be operated in the rendezvous and docking stage using comparable signal strengths and comparable antennas, and we therefore will not be able to get the television. The signal strength will simply be too low for good television transmission.